office before you.
He is eternal, and before him
times stand still. Even as we go along adoring our Lord through this holy hour, we ask our Mother Mary to lead us through this hour more and more closer to our Son, as we faithfully give thanks in her honor.
Amen. Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Holy God, we praise and thank you, Lord, for all the blessings that you have blessed us with, Lord, seen and unseen. And as we gaze upon you, I take in your splendor and majesty, and we bask in your love for us, for each one of us, Lord. We remember, Lord, that you are the God of the eternal. You are the God, the Word who was with the Father at the beginning, and through whom everything came into being. You are the Messiah, the promise of the Father, for whom the prophets and the patriarchs waited for centuries. You are the Word incarnate, I Emmanuel, our God with us. You are our Savior, our God who gave all of himself for love of us, and a triumphant King who will return in glory. Until then, Lord, you are here with us. And we praise and thank you, Lord, for this gift of yourself that you have given to us, Lord. With our whole hearts, Lord, we raise our voices, Lord, and praise you. Praise you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name, O God. Mighty God, the living God, the true God, the awesome God, Lord. We praise you for who you are, Lord. King of kings, Lord of lords, Father of all, holiness, my God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Bless your name, O God. Glorious living God. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Loving Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah,
Lord. And Lord, because of your awesome
thank you.
voices and just freely praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah.
Tensions of the day fall off of us.
look up to Jesus and gaze on His beauty, His goodness, His truth. And when we really do so, dear brothers and sisters, it is so overwhelming that no other thought comes to our mind. But just this moment of eternity, where the same God who was in the beginning and who will be in the end is here and now for us. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, dear brothers and sisters. In adoration, we are truly in heaven, experiencing heaven, where Jesus is, heaven is. And in this miracle of adoration, we are already with God. We are entirely with God, enveloped in His presence and in His love. And the boundary of time is removed. Can we imagine how it is going to be in heaven? When we only have to do, what we only have to do is to look upon Him face to face, and just praise and thank Him forever and ever. This is that moment where we can experience a foretaste of heaven. Adoration, my brothers and sisters, is a sacrifice of ourselves to God here in this moment. It is surrender. It is entrusting ourselves entirely to our God. Adoration doesn't end, my dear brothers and sisters, but begins into eternity. When one moment will be like 1,000 years and 1,000 years like a moment. It is said, look at Him and be radiant. Let us look at Him tonight and confess personally, just as we would if we were in heaven right now, saying, Jesus, more than anything in this world, more than any person in this world, more than any possession in this world, more than anything that my mind can comprehend, I love You. Jesus, I love You. Jesus, I love You. Let us say it together, brothers and sisters. Jesus, I love You.
Jesus, I love You.
And as we sing this beautiful hymn, more than anything, let us make that same confession again.
More than anything.
Christian brothers and sisters. Jesus said, if any of you love your mother, your father, your brother or sister more than me, then you are not worthy of me. Jesus, we have confessed, Lord, that we love you more than anything. And we ask the grace to continue with this promise, Lord. It is only through your grace that we can strive, Lord, to love you more than anything, Jesus. Yes, Lord, when you came down to earth, you came in flesh and weakness. And when you rose from the dead, in glory and power, and now here you are, truly in present, in spirit, in truth, and in power. Jesus, that power is the power we need to live a life of grace, to encounter you who are indwelling in us, Lord. Just as you have said in John's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 23, those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Amen.
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 Yes, dear brothers and sisters. Jesus is the power through which we can live the life of grace. He is our rest, our consolation. As the church militant, we are fighting our way through trials and temptations, and we are marching onwards into heaven. Who can separate us from the love of God, dear brothers and sisters? Romans chapter 8, verse 35 to 39 says, who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress, or persecution or famine, or nakedness or peril or sword? No. In all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Amen.
Amen.
For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
What an assurance, dear brothers and sisters. There is absolutely nothing in this world that can separate us from our Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
What a great promise that he has given us. Even our own sinfulness cannot separate his love from us. Because when sin grows, his grace abounds. It covers all sinfulness. Lord, you are so marvelous, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this great promise that nothing at all can separate us from your love and from you, Lord. And Lord, with this assurance, Lord Jesus, Master, we come to you. We come to you, to your throne of mercy. Believing, Lord, in your gracious, gracious mercy for us sinners. And we surrender everything, Lord, that is in us, that is a hindrance to accept this love that you are offering to us. That is an hindrance to love you in return. We offer every such thing, Lord Jesus, Master, at your holy feet. Dear brothers and sisters, you may close your eyes. And let the Holy Spirit remind you of all the things that are hindrances in our lives. For this love of God to flow through us, to empower us, to make us more than conquerors in this world. And let us surrender all such things at the feet of our Lord. sings the same. Okay, sing along, or just listen to it and keep praying to the Lord. To erase everything that does not belong to Him. To erase everything that is a hindrance for His love for us.
Who are my mother and who are my brothers and sisters?
It is those who hear the word of God and keep it. In saying this, dear brothers and sisters, Jesus did not distance himself from his mother, but his message was that of the opposite. Before this incident, the gospel writers, the evangelists, have iterated that Mother Mary was the first person to hear the word of God and keep it. And when he singled her out and said, "Who is my mother and who is my brother?" he wanted to tell them that she is his mother first of all through faith and not because of her biology. Praise the Lord. She was the first one who heard the word of God and who believed it and bore fruit first in her heart, in her mind. And that is why we have Jesus with us here, because of her yes to the word of God. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
In John's Gospel, we see that she is represented as Eve, the mother of humanity and the mother of each of us. In the Gospel of St. John, interestingly, St. John doesn't give her a name, Mary. Instead, he is always calling her Mother of Jesus. And in this role, she gives us two lessons. She gives voice to our human limitations, as she does at the wedding feast of Cana when she tells her son, "They have no wine." This is not just a conversation between Jesus and Mary. Instead, it is a conversation between the mother of humanity and God. Secondly, Eve, as the universal mother and as our mother, she stands in helplessness under human pain and within human pain at the foot of the cross. And she shows herself as our mother, a mother to each of us, gifted to Jesus, gifted by Jesus. Dear brothers and sisters, she could have accomplished all of this through all the pains, the sorrows, only because of the love that she had for God and because of the power of God, God's love in her. Scripture says that we become new creations in Christ. The old has gone and the new has come. Dear brothers and sisters, do you believe that the love of God can transform us so?
Amen.
Do you believe that our old selves will be gone and we are a new creation in Christ?
Yes.
Yes, praise the Lord. Most of us have this favorite verse from John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. My dear brothers and sisters, salvation history is based upon love, upon God's love and the power of that love. And it is because of that incredible love that we can claim eternal life. We are loved with an everlasting love. And we are led by grace to understand that love and love God in return. This love of God will never cease. And it is such a lucky thing, a privilege to say that Jesus is mine and I am his. He has eyes only for me. Just like when he created Adam, Adam was the only creation in the whole big wide world, and God spoke to him every day. It is the same now, brothers and sisters, because God is the same. There is no change in him. We are the same unique creation. Each of us is like an Adam to him. Each of us is loved just like the first creation. Each of us is given the same graces. What a beautiful thing to contemplate upon, dear brothers and sisters. The knowledge that we are loved by this great, great God with this great, great love should transform us into His image and likeness. And it is a privilege and our responsibility, dear brothers and sisters, to share the same love to all whom we meet. As Romans 5:5 tells us, God's love has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. When, dear brothers and sisters, at the time of our baptism, when we are born into God's family through faith in Christ Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes to live in us, and He simply pours God's love into our hearts, because God is love. Once again, I ask you this question, dear brothers and sisters. Do you believe in the transforming power of God's love for you?
Yes.
Can we have a louder yes? Do you believe in the power of God's love for you?
Yes.
Yes, dear brothers and sisters. I request you all to now stand up. And as we sing this hymn, Power of Love, let this hymn be a prayer, asking the Lord to pour out His graces, His love more and more abundantly upon us, to transform us, to renew our minds, our wills, our bodies, everything according to His will, just as Mama Mary did. Lord, we all are Your handmaids, Lord. May Your will be done in our lives.
Thank you.
by the power of your love. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. For the final time, let us raise our voices with our whole strength, our body, our mind, our soul. Let's praise the Lord. Let's thank the Lord for the power that He has over us because of the love that He's showing to us, for the transformation that He was showing us, because we belong to Him, because the old is gone and the new has come, because there is nothing that can separate us from His love. There is nothing that can take His love away from us. Oh, Jesus, we pray, we thank you, we love you, we adore you. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yeah. Jesus is Lord.
And all God's children say,
Amen.
Hallelujah.